That would look awesome at our building. A big hunk of steel. I love that. Well, thank you guys for inviting us. And it is a thrill to be here. And I'm going to come and share some of what Youth for Christ does, but I also just want to boast in what the Lord is doing. If you knew me well, like Leah knows me, you would go, he's not that impressive. Just because God has moved him into a position to do that, that really helps. The last time I shared was at our Youth for Christ celebration, and I thought there would be a light behind me, and they took the bulb out because I didn't want glare. And I got through my first page of notes, and I had to stop and said, does anybody have any reading glasses? I can't see a thing. So thank you for that light. But I've been with Youth for Christ for 8 years. Before that, I had a life career in construction. I did that for 33 years. And I'm just going to, if you get anything from me today, be careful what you pray for. At 50 years old, God changed the whole direction of what I thought I was going to do the rest of my life. And God has a sense of humor. I believe that. But it's been amazing to see how God has worked through Leah and I and the many opportunities that he has provided us with Youth for Christ at Zion Benton Township High School. The high school has been very kind to us. If you ever hear from somebody that Zion High School is not nice to Youth for Christ, I'm going to say that's not true. They've been very, very kind to us in opening up. And it's great to see Emily back there in the corner. You guys probably know her. She was part of our campus life. And I hadn't seen her for a year and a half, and 2 weeks ago we ran into each other. And she said, I hear you're coming to my church. So thank you for coming, Emily. You've heard me speak before. So thanks for coming anyways. But we have some material in the back, not a lot. If you'd like to check it out a little bit more, we have thebridgezion.com. You can check out a little bit there, and Southeast Wisconsin Youth for Christ will have more information. So before I start, could we pray again, please? Yeah, Father, I thank you. It is a privilege to be up here, to proclaim you. You're the one doing the work, and you are the one who is the light. You are the one who is the light of the world, who brings light into darkness, and you've done that for each of us that know you. So I pray that as you've laid on my heart, I pray the words that I share are your words. And I pray that everyone will hear something from your word today that will draw them closer to you and shine a little brighter for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all those who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The Greek definition of light is divine illumination to reveal and impart life through Christ. Let's go to Genesis 1:3. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. John 9:5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. That is Jesus speaking. Proverbs 29:13, the poor and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both. Psalm 36:9, for with you is life's fountain. In your light do we see light. Psalm 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. Luke 1:78 and 79, because of our God's merciful compassion, the dawn from on high will visit us, to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 2:32, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel. Aren't you glad that God shined a light on us Gentiles? I think most of us are Gentiles in here. Yeah, amen. John 12:46, I have come as a light into the world so that everyone who believes in me would not remain in darkness. John 8:12, then Jesus spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Youth for Christ reaches young people everywhere, working together with the local church and other like-minded partners to raise up lifelong followers of Jesus who lead by their holiness and lifestyle, devotion to the Word of God, prayer, passion for sharing the love of Christ, and commitment to social involvement. Okay? I wouldn't have picked that if I were the one writing that for Youth for Christ. That is actually one sentence. And when I was in school, I would have gotten in trouble for writing a sentence that long. But that is out of the official book. That's what we do. Guys, most students, they need the light. They need the light of Jesus. Most have never heard the truth about Jesus. That just happened several times this past week, conversations I had. Most don't have a Bible. And if they do, they don't read it. Most believe what's on social media over anything else that they hear. My brother, Darren, who a lot of you, I think you know Darren. Anybody here know Darren? That's my younger brother. I thought since this is being recorded, I shouldn't lie and say that he's my older brother. He is my younger brother. He's doing great. And Darren was with you guys way back when you were at Waukegan West High School. Leah and I visited several times with Pastor Johnny. And Darren's doing well. But he sent me this meme or whatever of a billboard that reads, if you're going to believe in everything you read, then start reading your Bible. Isn't that good? I'd love to put that on a t-shirt, but I think I might get beat up in some of the places I go. Our young people believe so many lies. We spend way too much time reading others' thoughts or opinions or ideas and not much about the author and creator of all things. If it's on Snapchat, it must be true. If it's on Facebook, come on, it's got to be true. If secular news reports it, absolutely truth. I don't think so. Why do we need the light of Jesus? First, let me ask you this. In light of who Jesus is in you, I encourage each of us to do a little soul searching as I share a lot of verses here today. Do an inventory of yourself. Are you really shining for Jesus? If not, why not? Have you repented of your sins and put your trust and full belief in Jesus alone? Is His light being seen by others in you? Job 33:28, He redeemed my soul from going down to the pit, and I will continue to see the light. Psalm 119:105, Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Proverbs 13:9, The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is extinguished. Matthew 4:16, The people who live in darkness have seen a great light, and for those living in the shadow land of death, light has dawned. John 12:35-36, Jesus answered, The light will be with you only a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness won't overtake you. The one who walks in darkness doesn't know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. Acts 26:18, To open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a share among those who are sanctified by faith in me. We have this year with Youth for Christ, God really laid on my heart over the summer as I was walking. It's great. There's a trail that goes kind of around Zion High School through the parking lot up along 21st Street. And God really laid on my heart. We talk a lot about praying. I don't know about you guys, but I hadn't spent as much time as I could praying. And so throughout the summer, God was really laying on my heart to start prayer walking. And I probably look crazy to people that are driving by. They probably think this dude is probably from the home or something. He's talking to himself. But it's been crazy to see how God is answering prayers. There's a group. There's two for sure guys that go with me. We go Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 o'clock. If you're not busy and would like to, we prayer walk around the school. And we're praying that verse that God would open their eyes from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God. We can do that. And if you'd like to join us, you're welcome to do that. That's kind of just a little plug there, advertiser, but a very, very important one. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, for you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We're not of the night or of the darkness. Isaiah 42:6, I, the Lord, have called you for a righteous purpose. I will hold you by your hand. I will keep you. I will make you a covenant for the people and a light to the nations. We need the light to redeem our soul from the pit. We need our spiritual eyes opened to the light of Jesus and to be free from the power of Satan. Without the light of Jesus, we are headed for the shadow of death and eternal separation from God. That's why we do what we do at Youth for Christ. And by the way, I just thought this was interesting. I thought I'd put it in my notes. You may think that was a wasted line, but I'm going to boast in our God. Do you know that light continues to expand in the universe at the rate of 186,000 miles a second? That's the God we serve. The light, right? I just thought that was pretty cool. Since I'm up here and you guys aren't, I get to share that with you. Youth for Christ is a relational ministry, and we try to go where the students are at until COVID hit. As we spend time with students, just doing stuff, we're hoping that our light will shine through us, and we will build that trust to naturally have the opportunity to point them to Jesus and proclaim the good news. I have a little video that I'd like you guys to see. It's about 4 minutes, but it's what we did last year. We couldn't go into the school, but we were able to use the bridge. Funny how God worked all that out. So if you could watch this video, and then I'll come right back up. Yeah. Y'all ready?
All these conversations filled with doubt. We dismiss what we can't figure out. I'm feeling it. I don't need the one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life.
Just wanted to show you a little bit. Yeah, thank you. We didn't know what we were going to do last year at the beginning of the year. The school wasn't meeting, and God said, hey, why don't you do some clubs? Because the school isn't doing clubs. So he gave us a building. We were remodeling into a teen center. You saw a lot of pictures there. And so we had an amazing 16 volunteers and 15 clubs that we ran last year, trying to be the light to these students. And what do we do to proclaim if we are in the light? At Youth for Christ, and what each of us can do in gratitude for what Jesus came and did for us, is to live in a way that others see the light in us. People need to know where the light is. Without Jesus, they're in the dark, just like we were. I'm going to share a little story. It's cool how God brings things to attention in your mind. This is a long time ago. 1980, Leah was going down to school in southern Illinois. And this little story is about helping us to see, you know, knowing where the light is. And I drove a friend's car down there with him. And he said, hey, can you bring it back for me after I drop him off at the school with Leah? So I said, sure. So he drove it down. On the way down, the car broke down. This has got a lot of areas I can go. This is a crazy God story. But got down to school. His car supposedly got fixed. I started driving back on a Sunday night, coming home, and the car broke down. Any of you ever driven way back an I-55 going south is dark. I'm talking like there's no lights. So his car broke down, and I already warned him, if your car breaks down, I'm leaving it. So I locked it, I threw the keys in it, and I looked around, I got out of the car, and I could not see any light. I am not kidding you. It was one of the darkest nights I could remember. I'm 18 years old. I look like an 18-year-old, scruffy, torn jeans when they weren't cool. And I couldn't see any light. I was looking for a house. And way up in the distance, I could see a little light. And I thought, is that really a light? Or am I just like, I was tired. I was upset. And I could see a light. So I grabbed my gym bag. I started walking. And it was a truck stop about a mile up the road. And the reason I share that story is if people don't know where the light is, how are they going to get there? That light was there for me to see, and we're to be the light, right? We're to be that light. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? Isaiah 2:5, house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the Lord's light. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. John 1:4 through 7, life was in him, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, yet the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man named John who was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. This verse in John explains a lot to me of where we are as a culture. John 3:19 through 21, this then is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices wicked things hates the light and avoids it, so his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. Ephesians 5:8 through 13. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world, light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light results in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, discerning what is pleasing to the Lord. Don't participate in the fruitless works of darkness, but expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what is done by them in secret. Everything exposed by the light is made clear. Each Thursday, we do a campus life club. That's where I had the privilege of meeting. I call her M.E. Lee because she's the only Emily that has an E in there. She gets it if you guys don't get it. But every Thursday after school, we do a campus life club. And pretty much it's we have food, we have fun, we make friends or bring friends, and then we talk about life using the Bible as our textbook. The school, once again, even with all the craziness going on, has allowed us to come in and do that. That's each Thursday. Let me continue on in God's Word. 2 Corinthians 4:1-6. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not give up. Instead, we have renounced shameful secret things, not walking in deceit or distorting God's message. But in God's sight, we commend ourselves to every person's conscience by an open display of the truth. But if, in fact, our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Regarding them, the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we are not proclaiming ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves because of Jesus. For God, who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," he has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." 2 Peter 1:19, "So we have the prophetic word deeply confirmed. You will do well to pay attention to it as to a lamp shining in a dismal place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." 1 John 1:5-7, "Now this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we are lying and not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." 1 John 2:8-10, "Yet I am writing you a new command, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light but hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother remains in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him." I'm glad that says that in God's word, because if I stood up here and told you, if you hate your brother, you're not loving him, you guys would probably go, "Oh, whatever. He doesn't know my brother." God's word is powerful, isn't it? It cuts deep. What's our response to this marvelous and eternal gift? Let's go back to Matthew 5:14-16. "You are the light of the world. A light situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all those who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Matthew 6:22-23. "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is good, your whole body is full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light within you is darkness, how deep is that darkness?" Mark 4:21-22. "He also said to them, 'Is a lamp to be put under a basket or under a bed? Isn't it to be put on a lampstand? For nothing is concealed except to be revealed, and nothing hidden except to come to light.'" Luke 11:33-36. "No one lights a lamp and puts it in a cellar or under a basket, but on a lampstand, so that all who come in may see its light. Your eye is the lamp of the body. When your eye is good, your whole body is full of light. When it is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. Take care then that the light in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light, with no part of it in the darkness, the whole body will be full of light, as when a lamp shines its light on you. Friends, we're living in a dark world, aren't we? I don't need to come up here and tell you that. You don't have to look very far. If we want to see the darkness firsthand, observe the children around you. They model what they see and what they've been taught. I should add, and what's been caught. The schools are getting darker every day. From 8 years ago until now, there's been a big change in what's being taught and the things that are going on in the school. Emily could probably come up here and give me an education on what was going on a few years ago. I'm not sure they even know it. The students know how dark it is. The enemy has so blinded their eyes. We are close to everything seems right in their own eyes. But let's remember, darkness is simply the absence of light. God saved us to be light, to proclaim Him and what He did for us. We can't make it happen. Jesus took care of that. So many of those verses, you are. It doesn't say you got to work at it, you got to become. It's you are. How are you doing in your personal inventory? I hope some of you are getting a little prick, because I sure did when I was going through this. I was challenged. I am going to flip that little metal thing off there yet. Is Jesus the Lord of your life, or are you? We cannot serve two masters. We are with Him or we're against Him. Maybe your batteries need changing so that light burns a little brighter. This verse in Romans should cause us to think. Romans 13, 11 through 14. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. That scripture speaks to what we're to do. Put on the armor of light. Behave as children in the daytime. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. That's a lot easier to read in my notes than to do. That's a tough one, isn't it? The world, Satan, is trying to destroy us. But there it is. There's a blueprint for the Holy Spirit to shine through us. Let's look at the eternal promise that God gives us. I feel kind of like I'm doing one of those little infomercials, and now you're going to get a Ginsu knife too. But Revelation 22:5, that's the end, right? Coming to the end of the beautiful picture God has painted for us, wants us to shine brightly throughout that. Night will no longer exist, and people will not need lamplight or sunlight, because the Lord God gave them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Let us not grow weary as we walk in the light of Jesus. I'm going to read Matthew 5:14 through 16 one more time. And this was out of the Message version for you. So here's another way to put it. Oh, you're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a do you? I'm putting you on a lampstand. Now that, I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Open house. Be generous in your lives by opening up to others. Prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. I pray that as I read these verses on the light, that you were able to do an evaluation of your own life. Do you have the light? Do you want it? If you have it, are you shining brightly for others to see? Shine. I love that part in the message, shine. We're to shine brightly. Thank you again for the privilege of sharing with you. I know I read a lot of scripture, but I feel like when you don't get a lot of opportunity, you can never go wrong reading God's word. Thank you. Let me pray with you guys. Dear Father, we thank you so much that you have called us that know you. You've called us out of the darkness to be the light. It's nothing we did. It's nothing we mustered up. We can't figure it out. You've called us, and we thank you that you have the hope that so many are needing around us. And Lord, will you help us to shine brighter today than we did yesterday, tomorrow more than today? Will your Holy Spirit just fill us? May we think about it. May we want to. May we believe the truth of your word. You've called us to shine. You've called us to be light. So, Father, come. I pray that for myself. I pray that for Leah. I pray that for each of my brothers in here, that we would shine, we would be light, we would set on a hill, and we would remember to give you the glory, because it's all about you. Thank you, Father. Bless this church. May they continue to go forth proclaiming your word. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.